I have headphones on, but I heard an extreme giggle.
Who did it?
Who done it?
Who did the giggle?
Who got it?
I just want to know what was so funny.
This whole,
can I be let in on it?
It'll be a game of Clue to see who giggled.
Who in what room they giggled into.
Right.
So I wasn't looking. I just heard.
It might not have been this room.
I just hear that, and I'm like,
damn,
happened?
I hope the mic picked that up.
No, I didn't have the mics turned up yet. No, no, there was no micage, so whatever was said is just between this room, but I had headphones on.
Wow, secret.
So, yeah, it was
great
secret.
For a podcast. It's
so, Slim.
We should have recorded the pre-show.
Right.
That's where the good stuff was.
I'm back.
Slim, you're back.
I'm back with sunburn still.
You were super red last weekend on Skype.
Yeah. Dude, all my friends were like, let's go to the beach, and I just got out of the shower. I was like, okay, and just sprayed on sunscreen with Axe body spray and just missed half my body. So I have all these like super odd tan lines. Like I look like a fucking tribal warrior.
You're blotchy.
It looks good.
Yeah,
shit,
very
though.
Blotchy.
Looks
yeah.
Good.
Okay.
I beat for sure.
Except for my thank you. Yeah, except for my shoulder is like nasty peeling.
So
but it's
fine. Did you get all the women?
Only some of the time.
So it's the Lousy Weather Media Main Show. I have no idea what episode it is. I didn't look it up. Probably 246.
Sounds
good. That's what I had on my calendar. For
I'm Sean Ast.
Bob Capardo.
Slim.
Angel's not here, so the Chris Clem's coffee corner is empty. But there is a picture of Chris Clem there, but nobody's making coffee. I always make sure to point out the picture of Chris Clem because it always makes whoever's sitting there go.
Like, what? I did turn.
Is there a picture?
I did. I did.
So
who that was.
Our guests today are Matt and Colin.
Hello. Is episode 246.
Damn, Sean's memory is so good.
I don't know why.
My advent calendar is on point. Yeah. I'm gonna get a chocolate piece now.
I don't know why I said Colin like with a question inflection. Like I was like, Colin?
I mean, you never know Matt, if I'm really here anyways. I'm just going to breathe for the
He's
rest
really
of the
quiet.
Show.
He really like... Yeah, it goes into the background.
You definitely have the tattoo guy hairdo nowadays. Like,
the tattoo guy hairdo.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
a nice way to say hipster.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
I mean,
that's such a nice way to put that.
Yeah. At most, I could probably draw hearts on you. They're not going to be great. Definitely penises, though.
You got fucking beefy
this dude
ass.
Makes a frap like you've never seen.
Got beefy ass arms nowadays, too, right now, Colin. Last time I saw you, well, I mean, not last time I saw you, but when you and I used to hang out all the time, you were like, you were super into getting lean then. You were like, I still want to lift hundreds and hundreds of pounds, but I'm going to be the like leanest, most muscly guy. Right now you're beefy. Like you look like you lift the 4,000 calories.
I probably drank about the 4,000.
It's so funny because he's literally going for the opposite of what you're describing too. Which he's like, I'm gonna slim down, I'm gonna cut up. I'm like, I don't mind being fat. So and then he roasts me for being fat all that. All
right. Well, no, I mean, I'm not saying you're fat. I'm talking about your arms. Arms used to be like super. Like your arms and chest were lean, almost.
You want to take your shirt off?
Do you think
no,
it's
I'm
just?
Not take my shirt
do you think
because I'm wearing sweatpants? These
I
can
mean,
expand.
He's taking his shirt off right now.
It would be great. I mean, you have a little bit of room, and it would be. It'd be great to see that. That rock hard monster.
All right,
hold on.
Raise your hand if you haven't seen my dick.
Oh, Slim.
Yeah, there you go.
An episode's going to be.
I feel like at this point it's just another rerun.
I feel like there was few people even listening at home that raised their
hand. Yeah, like, fuck, yes.
Gotta watch the episode
now. Colin, I didn't mean to put you on the spot right off the bat. I was just saying, like, I just, right now, I'm visually looking at you in a t-shirt. I haven't seen you with a shirt on past few times.
Dude, but his
now,
traps.
They're humongous.
They get gigantic.
Well, I always called these the Colin pap muscles.
They are, man.
They're paps. They're paps. They're not traps. They're paps.
In high school, this dude was like, he looked like a rock. It was ridiculous.
But,
no neck
right
Johnson.
Now, yeah. I'm just feeling like, I'm feeling the, you look like Stone Cold Steve Austin right now.
That's a compliment. This is some heat.
You know
bro.
What? After today, I'm going to shave my head
dude,
and just
I feel like
rock
this is like,
the goatee
like
from
you
now
court.
On.
Yeah,
know.
Like, you know what I mean?
Around, like, fuck it. I'm just going to just have a leather vest.
He reminds me of like those birds that are blue, you know, and that put out their feathers that do that dance. He's like, Colin, I really like your traps. You look really good. Like, he's all dancing around trying like, dude, you trying to fuck?
I mean, he might. I mean, I mean, maybe.
I just imagine Colin like walking around.
It's not this hard. All you can do is ask.
I mean, really, that's all it is.
Next time I see Colin, he's going to look at me and be like, don't make me drop you on that stack of dimes. You call a neck.
I might as well. Like, I mean, Stone Cold's been out of the game for a little bit. I might as well just come as reincarnated.
No, he hosts a reality show now.
Doesn't he own a vineyard too? Man.
What's up?
I thought
no,
Stone Cold
he owns a brewery.
No, he has
the Rattlesnake Brewery. Yeah, yeah.
He has a beer, an Austin
Who
IPA.
He doesn't own a fucking brewery.
I don't think he owns it. Honestly. I think they brought the IPA to him and he slaps his name on it.
They got hella IPAs there.
Yeah. He, I don't even think, he used to be like, I used to drink Coors Light until they gave me this Broken Skull IPA.
I like to think that he like finds fine ingredients and like if it's like a big ass log.
Oh, this is the best hop I've ever heard.
Like grabs the log, puts it on his shoulders and walks for like 20 miles.
Dude. Hit with
down
those
there
with those knees,
then,
man. No way.
Breaks it on his back and then just like, here's your IPA, brother. And then just does it.
There's not a night that he doesn't go by that he doesn't end the day with two ice packs on both knees. Like, I mean, that's just where his life is
right
now.
It's the same as LeBron.
His neck.
I mean,
he had to.
Speaking of people carrying people, yeah.
So Matt Stevens is here too. Yeah.
How's it going,
so
man?
you've been working your way up in the corporate life the past few years.
I have, man. Yeah.
Do you have your own cubicle?
No, I actually have an office.
Office.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, my own office. I'd like to say it's a corner.
I meant to say office, but I fucked up, so I just ran with it.
That's fine, man. Yeah. No, I was actually lucky. I never had to do like a cubicle. You know, most of the jobs I had, like I could like, you know, travel around, but I have a big old office.
Nice.
It's huge, no window. So I slowly die inside every day, man, living that corporate life. But,
that's
you know,
nice.
I don't have to be in a hot kitchen and shit all day, so I'm pumped on it.
See, that's what I do. Yeah. I'm in a hot kitchen every day.
No, I'm just saying in general. I'm not just. I mean,
Up his game.
No, no, man. Whatever, man.
No, man. It sucks. Because
I worked at Burger King. I worked at Burger King for a year, dude, and it crushed
your
soul.
That was 15 years ago.
Still, man. That's all I needed. That's all I needed to know.
Yeah. So, we've been friends for a long time. So we might be losing people that's listening to us, but just strap in for the ride, right? Yeah.
Who are we gonna lose?
The people.
Let's be specific.
I don't know their names, man.
I want
they're
social
just,
security
they're just
numbers
out there.
I want to get real specific. All right.
But you both are like tanned and looking good.
And Sean.
I look like I eat strip club food. I already know.
There ain't nothing wrong with that.
Are you guys gonna help him beef up a little bit? Like,
he can come.
No, I'm gonna do straight cardio.
All right,
brother.
Dude, walking. I'm telling you, walking.
That's what I used to do. That's how I lost all the weight back in the day. Was walking, but then I stopped walking.
What? When I dropped 100 pounds, I was eating 3 tacos a day, and I didn't even realize I was basically on the keto diet. Like, that's what I basically... I mean, I was on it before I knew what it was.
You're eating tacos.
But you know what? I gained 100 pounds back in a year.
Wow. So you're trying to tell me that you're more hip than everybody right
everybody.
Now?
Everybody. I was in it before.
I'm more of a hipster.
Yeah.
Because that shit was called Atkins back in the day. They just put a new,
Atkins
they put a new spin
the
on it.
No carb.
That's the same shit. That's what keto... Yeah, that's what keto is.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people... there's a bunch of people at my work that are doing it right now. There's like a bunch
of
managers.
It works until you eat that shit again. And then it flips right back around.
Didn't you say tacos, though?
The taco shell doesn't.
But that's not. Carbs? You gotta think 3 taco shells. I mean, but 3 taco shells. I mean, what are you really
tortilla,
eating?
Tortilla, man.
6 grams.
How
of
many taco shells?
3.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, tray. Sorry. Trays. Sorry. Tacos.
Nice Spanish there. Hey, you're really appropriating the culture.
Oh, God damn it. I'm sorry.
But
you have a high Spanish population, listeners?
More Russian.
Like, gracias.
Japanese.
The Russians like
this. Japanese fuckers.
I know a little bit of Japanese. Hyundai. Nogasuki.
And you there they
say,
go.
Whoa. Say
bye, guys.
Yeah, a little bit less racist.
Sayonara.
I always say Ohio.
Ohio.
Yeah, that's Japanese for hello.
Oh,
does
really?
It gotta be the racist Japanese voice?
It's not racist if it's true.
I mean, no, it is the racist Japanese.
That
voice.
Is?
It definitely is.
I'm sorry if I offended anybody.
It's like the fa ra 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 from Christmas Story.
No, that's racist. That is. That's fucked up. I might leave. That's messed up. I'm not going to be a part of that. You keep that racism to yourself.
That's awesome.
I want nothing to do with that.
So what have you guys been doing? I know you said you were worried about being funny.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's panned out for me so far. I'm sure you can, if you listen quietly, you can hear everybody shutting off their computers. Like, I've had enough of that. So
there might be somebody listening live.
Cool.
Chris Klum. And Chris Clem don't listen live. He's got more important things to do, like graphic design.
Yeah,
is he doing our logo? Is that the guy?
Basketball. Yeah, I wasn't going to say that, though, but that's
fair enough,
asked.
Sorry.
Spoiler.
Edit.
Well, I don't know if he's going to make a good logo or not. He might send something, but yeah, we can talk about it. You were like, last week we talked about it on the show where I was like, I showed up to a band practice, and all of a sudden I left the leader.
True.
So I was like, I got to do some leader business. I got to get us I got to have a logo, or what the fuck are we going to do? Yep. You know, you got to need a logo for everything. So I hit up... Chris to do it, and he was like, so what are you looking for? I was like, something like Schoolhouse Rock meets Ah Real Monsters.
I love that so much.
I don't even know what that fucking
I hopefully
means,
hopefully the D in Doug is holding an eye.
I just
you know what I mean, like, and it's like it's awesome. Like, but like the D like in the crevice has like hair coming out like an armpit, funny. So good.
And the Bill is in like the little kitty costume. No, you know what I'm talking about?
No. The,
okay.
All right. So let's catch up a little bit. Right. I know you've like everybody's known you as a bass player, Matt, for years.
Leader of a band schedule a podcast appearance like this.
Yeah. No, he came in. He's like, do you want to do the podcast tonight? And I was like, I'm not funny. He's like, no, you don't have to be. You just sit there. I'm like, all right, cool. I can do that. I can sit. I mean, I got sitting locked down.
It was funny though when you were like, can Colin come? I'm like, definitely. I would love, like,
yeah, I would love.
I would love for both of you to come.
He's
and
like
then,
my emotional support.
But then you were like, V, you want to come? And V was like, I was already asked.
V can't be bothered with most things, if you'll notice. He just really can't.
He said this morning he's not feeling good. He's a little under the weather.
He looked good, though, for sure.
Yeah. He looked good.
Yeah, he looked good. I mean, Hold on. I'm not gay. I'm just saying if I needed a cuddle buddy, he would definitely be
V,
the big spoon.
He's scruffy.
Oh, that's right. That would like on the back of your neck.
Oh, you don't like that?
No.
That's what you want? No. I mean, my cats
I need the
like
illusion
it.
Of a woman. Like, if I close my eyes real hard, you know, it's got to be a little soft still.
So I would...
still have time to take it back.
I rub my...
Take it back.
I rub my beard on my cat's necks. They like it.
He does do that.
I'm 33 and still can't grow a beard.
It's at the point where when I pick them up, they like lean back into my beard. Like, let me get some of that beard action.
Nice. Yeah.
Well, I didn't like that.
I just sit back and just like think that? About that.
No.
Nah, you don't like beard action?
I don't think I've ever given any... thing beard action animal working
you got
otherwise.
Beard right now right
yeah but like you know.
So when you
yeah, try
when
it
you,
out man
you gotta like hold it back to smooch,
well when you,
know?
You go up you hold
see,
it back
when
you
got facial hair
hold on.
Son
are.
Of a bitch hold on.
So hold what on he just said he holds back his beard when he smooches
yeah you gotta like the actual so, rots
so he used the word smooches
I don't even know what to do with that bro
and then he said he holds back his
like
beard
when you're eating wings
so do you kiss girls like this then like
yeah that's how you pussy looks.
Visual's good for this
you
movie,
hold it,
right?
Yeah,
if
yeah,
I like
yeah, visual
yeah,
things.
It's great.
Like, go ahead.
Sorry, yeah. Just for anyone's wondering, I took my hand. Yeah.
So let's catch up. Yeah. So you've been playing a lot of guitar?
Yeah, for sure. So I played guitar by necessity because all the other guitar players that I knew that I contacted knew better than to have anything to do with me, so they all ignored me and faded me. So I was like, well, you know, if we're gonna jam, I better get a guitar. So, started playing with Colin 3 years ago.
I remember back in the day, you would always pick up the guitar and start strumming like a G chord
terrible.
Or something.
Yeah.
Like, yeah,
absolutely awful. Yeah, I agree with you. me and Bob would actually sit around with like his old acoustic that my hands would get stained after the fact. And
yeah,
it was great.
Same one he still has.
Oh,
still does it.
Strings.
Yeah,
same strings.
Probably.
Yeah. Hey, definitely. You're consistent, and I appreciate that. You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with consistency.
Put that in your bio, Bob.
Yeah.
I looked up and noticed
Bob
that there was
consistency Caparta.
I noticed there was one mic completely silent, and then I was like, "Oh yeah, Angel's mic."
I was about to say, "Did you miss all my gold that I've been spitting this whole time?" Yeah.
That would have sucked. I freaked out. Like I looked down and was like, "Oh shit, we've been recording 15 minutes." And
my voice carries. Trust me, God. I'm sure it would be just as loud in every other mic.
But then I'd have to go through and like turn it up. Like,
it'd be worth it. The effort would certainly be worth to catch all this gold.
Colin, what have you been doing? You still stay in Akron? No.
Still in Akron.
Oh, that's nice.
Still hanging out.
Yeah, I know you work quite a bit. I know you were working at high schools before. You've gotten out of the high schools.
Got out of the high schools.
How was being a... You were a high school doctor?
High school nurse.
Yeah, for sure. You got a PhD. Just for high school.
My bad.
In optometry for some reason. I don't know why.
Jesus Christ.
So you're a high school nurse. So it was basically like, here, kid, lay on the cot.
It was basically like... high school kids that were like, I have tummy aches. It's like, no bullshit.
Do you have drugs to get them?
You have a test. Go back to class.
See, like, I love when he tells kids to lay down on the cot. Everyone loves him. I say it, and I'm some weird fucking guy. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, he gets praise for it. I say, kids, lay down on the cot.
Yeah.
When I was in high school, you went to the high school nurse. They just sent you home no matter what. They go to the
nurse. Did LA have a nurse?
Yeah. But it was hooked on to where the, like... Oh, never mind. I'm thinking of a completely different school.
It was under the bleachers.
I was thinking of fire.
Dude, Elliot, there's no way Elliot High School had
Elliot. I'm trying to think. There was a cot.
If they
in the
have it now, it's just because someone used Narcan.
They had to have had it.
They had a cot in the hallway.
If they're there, they're just for Narcan. They're like, snap, there you go. Wake back up, my little Elliot wonder.
Back to class, go on.
Ooh. No, because I did the announcements at Ellis. So I was in the office quite a bit. I did the announcements for 2 years. So I definitely, there was a cot in the hallway.
Can I tell a story about you real quick?
What, doing the announcements?
No. So me and Sean went to the same high school, and I graduated 2004. You were 2002?
Six.
Or, I'm sorry, yeah.
Yeah, two years later.
I'll learn math one day. So I remember the first time I ever had anything to do with Sean, there was a talent show. No. And Sean was in a ska band.
It was makeshift.
Yeah. Only thing I remember is he put his leg behind his head.
And put my head
and
leg behind
screamed
my head.
Scream like a shrill I'm getting raped scream is what it sounded like. Like
it's on the actual song too.
It's good. I mean for
it was
sure.
Part of like they I that was song? It's Five Iron Frenzy Cannonball.
It's so impressive to hear how far your vocals have come from those days.
Those are all punk rock days, though. Yeah, because that was
Hulking Smashing, I Come
what
Crashing.
Nothing like when I was small. It was just a couple kids from the Elliot Jazz Band. That
I thought you guys were covering a song.
We did. Covered Five Iron Frenzy.
Gotcha.
Cannonball. Well, they did Dr. Worm, too, but I didn't sing on Dr. Worm. Okay. Maybe the screaming part was on Dr. Worm. I screamed on one of the songs. The screaming was Dr. Worm, which is They Might Be Giants. Maybe that was it. And then the girl, trumpet player or whatever, she sang that song, and then I sang the other. It was just a couple kids from jazz band.
So, do you remember the girl who played trombone?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know her. I don't remember her name.
Katie.
Okay.
Do you remember?
So,
dropping names. Yes.
Shout out, Katie.
Yeah, I know who she is.
No, okay.
He's like, yeah.
I know.
Calm down.
No, I remember
didn't say
that
last name.
I do remember that experience very well. If people that listen to the show will always hear me talk about when somebody says they play saxophone. I'm like, oh, do you say ta into it? Because the kid from that band is the one that taught me like. To say ta on the saxophone to make it like sound like Lisa Simpson.
Yeah.
Get that good like burner Glenn Miller.
She had that fire with it. She was good with it.
No, there was a guy that played sax. He taught me. You're thinking of the trombone girl. Or trumpet, whatever that was.
I'm thinking about the trombone girl.
But yeah.
Are your shorts moving?
But that was
you can't tell the table. Just like, I had to readjust my mic.
That was like your senior
Sean's
yearbook.
Like, why did I bring this guy in here?
That was your senior yearbook, wasn't it? That there's a picture of me with my leg behind my head in there.
Yeah, I'm the guy. I'm the kind of guy who goes through my senior yearbook about once
it's
a week.
On my
just to reminisce.
It's on my Facebook. You posted it on my Facebook. Yeah. You said, hey, Sean, I remember high school. So if people go to my Facebook, they'd find it. There's a picture of me with my leg behind my head in 10th grade.
Another quality Matt Stevens posting on Facebook.
Yeah.
Quality.
I do. I remember you were fucking lit with piercings in the face. What happened?
Ooh. Yeah.
You used to have like 40 piercings in your face.
Yeah, you know what?
You don't have any right now.
When I was in high school, I always wondered. I was like, why won't these girls talk to me? I don't understand. And it's because I look like a leper. I mean, honestly, like I deformed my face. And it's like, oh, gee, I wonder why. You know what I mean? But, like, I have gangrenous, like, piercings and shit all over. Yeah. It's like I'm allergic to vagina. Like, it made no sense. Like, what's the one thing I can do? that would really make it so that no women would
I don't
ever
know,
talk
man. It was the late, I mean, it was the late 90s, early 2000s when you were doing that to your face. So you're like,
there
nah,
girls
dude. It was
that were into that?
No, no. And you know what's funny? So now I'm a, I won't
I thought
go
that
in,
was the thing then.
Yeah, I'm an executive director right now. I won't say one industry. But like, I'm, you know, not to brag, but I'm like
porn.
Up in the food chain.
Yeah.
I
run porn my, industry.
Well, yeah.
Porn industry.
But I wish. God, I wish.
You just got moved to
Well, the way money you're making is in gay porn and. Yeah. But I'm not above it, so.
Yeah, I'd go keep finishing.
Yeah,
story,
so either
sorry.
Way, so I have these.
I was about to go on a porn
no,
tangent.
Okay. No,
shit,
please, please.
Oh, we'll get there.
All right,
we'll get there. We'll get there.
Oh my god, because I will talk about porn all fucking day long. I really will. Oh, I just love it so much. So I'm a director for what I do, and I still have families when I'm meeting with them, you know, talking about medical care for their loved ones and having these real conversation. And they'll be like mid-stop crying tears. Mm-hmm. Did you have your lips pierced?
They'll just see the
I'm
holes.
I'm like, yeah, the holes, man. You know, when my daughter comes, the first thing I want to say is, I understand you think you look sweet, but I promise you, you're going to think you look like an asshole.
You're,
like,
you're
no
going to say that like while she's still like
no, in the room. The I tell her that every night. I'm like, don't be an asshole.
Make your girlfriend put ear headphones over her stomach.
Yep.
And then and you just say, don't be an asshole. Don't be. You just
well,
have
yeah.
it on a
well,
loop.
And we can't talk too much about her because I literally had to get permission to be here today. So so did Colin.
But I just think, isn't that like something from a TV show I saw where they like make tapes to put over your stomach for the baby
no,
like
that's
to hear music
yeah, yeah,
or
and
whatever?
I think that there's evidence of if you play like Mozart mm-hmm. and things like that, so
that shit
I play Weird Al Yankovic, gangsters. What is it?
Amish Paradise.
Amish Paradise. So I hope she comes out with some.
As
kind
I
of
walk
sense
through the
yeah.
valley,
well, just like when you whisper something in someone's ear when they're sleeping, like when they would whisper Zeke the Plumber into people's ear and salute your shorts.
What
he brings this up all the time just to what? See if somebody's
the tongue
gonna get it.
Was blue. The tongue was blue. Do you remember that?
No.
Oh fuck
See,
you!
He Bob. Tries to drop. He tries to drop this knowledge, and he didn't even know what was going on.
So what it is, Bob? Remember when they did the phone contest, and Doug, not Doug, what was his name? He got on the phone, and he God. Wins because he knows the color of the giraffe's tongue, and it's blue.
Oh okay.
Yeah.
And salute your shorts.
Yeah, and salute your shorts.
Okay.
I tried to play the music through our headphones, just blasted a Bluetooth speaker back in the corner. well, that didn't
work.
I'm not going to get anything done with this plan because I just go into a trance.
That didn't work the way I wanted to.
Did you see what was it? That This Is America, then This Is the Hair I Cut? That cover thing he did? Yeah, it was This
Everybody
Is the Hair
went
I Cut.
On that This Is America, like, parodies.
Hmm. Yeah, where they
I'm not touching this.
I
want nothing to do with this.
I did see a shirt I really wanted. It was Lando making that pose with his blaster, like shooting the.
Yeah, Slim the other week when I brought that up, I was like, the memes are not cool. Where the people are, they're just putting like Earth, Wind, and Fire or something over the same video.
Bro, those were hilarious.
And Slim's like, it's a meme. It's funny. I'm like,
okay. So I'm the kind of guy who believes that everything is funny. Like honestly, like everything. There's
anything can be funny.
Anything can be funny, but something about that and the message that he was trying to put through made me feel so weird when people were making fun of it so quick. I was just like,
no, it wasn't like that. They were trying to make fun of it. Like no, everybody were. Like felt like they
did you
were
see
like,
the white women that came out of the out of,
yeah,
like
every, yeah, they try to have like a This Is America remix for women, and it just was like,
you know why?
Meow.
Because nothing can ever just then, be what it's intended for.
Yeah,
everybody has to appropriate it for what best suits their needs.
It's like the way the president disinvited the Philadelphia Eagles today and then turned it into a celebration of America. 3 p.m.
Yeah, and did I think I read something that too, like every person there is supposed to be white or something. Like the guests, they got a hold of the guest list, and like most of them are supposed to be white.
I don't know about all that, but
I read, and once again, and I could be
you
wrong.
You mean the original Philadelphia Eagles guest list?
Maybe that's who it was. Maybe every player who was going there was going
to
be white.
Because there was some players that still wanted to go.
Yeah.
But he was like, nah, like I don't want to have a bad photo op. So then he turned it into, you're disinvited for for protesting the flag, and they were like one of the teams that didn't protest the flag this year and all that shit. It's just hilarious the way.
Stupid.
I read his statement from the president, like, they disrespected their president. I'm like, what is this country coming to? People will take anything to turn a message, to get to the original point. They'll take anything to turn it into their message, you know.
Yeah.
They'll take anything and twist it like porn. So but yeah, because you were like, man, I wish I was in that industry, but there's got to be not even that, if you were just like a executive director, you were just slanging DVDs or something, whatever, that business has got to be dying in a way.
Well, it's not taboo anymore.
It's, well, and
pornography's not taboo,
and it's free for the, like, there's people that have, that used to always pay for things that aren't paying for anything anymore.
The porn stars escort now, like that, and that was taboo because I was watching a thing, When Porn Ends, and they were talking about like Asia Carrera. Asia Carrera, Jen, what was her name? The big Jenna Jameson, all those old porn stars where they could come out and do and get paid, you know, $1 million. Like, it was rare, but they could do it. They could do that one big, that shit's gone. Now, if you're not doing triple anal, you know, nobody wants to see you. You know what I mean? So now they're making all their money escorting,
dancing.
I want to
see Dr. Seuss's wiener.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's how wide can you get the gate? You know what I mean?
The big one I've seen.
Which, by the way, has a bumper sticker on my car.
I was about to say.
And we're explaining all the honkings.
So when, like,
new song album title, how wide can you get the gape?
Oh man, yeah, that's the breakdown gang chant.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got you.
The dug up, it really gives it a deeper meaning.
The thing I've seen on social media lately, like, is that porn stars will have a private Snapchat.
Yeah.
You just pay like $20 a month for.
Yep.
And just get to see them. Fucking it's
different.
That.
It's different money.
Yeah,
it's almost like the way the music industry went. As soon as everything was LimeWire and torrents, it was you know, and then now we're at the point where you can make pennies on Spotify.
And you'll be able to do that pretty soon.
It's better than
iTunes
nothing,
is getting rid of being able to buy albums.
It's still two years
or something. You're not going to be able to buy albums.
Still, they're streaming with Apple Music, which,
and I pay for that.
I can tell you this: we put out an album for Dwayne Duke when the fuck did we put out the album? March.
March,
is that the one where he's like on the floor and he's like...
Purple Rain style cover, yeah. So we put out that album, and it might have done 5 units via iTunes, but it's got thousands of Spotify and Apple Music and Amazon and Pandora streams.
So you're just,
you know,
hosting,
I mean,
it off of that?
What's up?
You're hosting it off
of that? No, we you sell it through
a
distributor.
Dude, I'm so far out of that shit, man.
You upload it through a distributor and it goes to all the places. But I just mean that, like, nobody buys, like, units anymore. So why did they don't need the fucking store? Everybody streams on Apple Music or Spotify.
How are all these SoundCloud rappers getting so much?
SoundCloud rappers,
SoundCloud's free
because the day of albums is dead. Every band's gonna release these fucking, you know, here's a song. Songs.
Like, all right, if it's all
the day of albums is gone.
If it's all free, how are they still making money?
Concerts, man. No one makes money on albums anymore, man. It's merchandise. Yeah. It's
don't
selling
also,
Xanax.
Even then, like, I don't know. Even then, you have the choice of going to your own concert,
right?
Because everybody's hitting the road.
Yeah.
One of the things too about music nowadays is you kind of. So we got the backup recording going, so we can do whatever. But We were talking about music. I said you get the money on the back end now.
Yeah,
is basically what I was saying.
Like, a lot of like you were saying about SoundCloud rappers, a lot of them will get like a small following, like a few thousand followers, and then they'll have all these artists like, oh hey, can we do a feature? And they'll be like, I don't know, give me like $50, and they'll start doing that, and then they start selling reposts. You can literally make $20 per repost.
Sound like an old guy, because like there's one guy that walked into our station and was like, hey, look at my son. He's like a multi-millionaire. And I'm like, off what? He's like, oh, he does the YouTube videos with the Paul brothers. and he's there doing Instagram videos with Lil Tay.
Bro, that's how.
Oh my God.
If you remember correctly, that's how Ian got big. Ian Bear from Rings of Saturn, that's what he started off his career doing.
Yeah, but
he's doing those cover
YouTube
videos.
Covers.
He did the cover. He did cover videos and then went to Rings of Saturn.
Yeah, he wasn't.
Well, he was in Under Dead Sky for seconds. Well, I mean, that was the highlight.
But he wasn't, you know, Colin's point, it wasn't like a revenue generator. Like,
no, he
like
does. He was making money off of it.
Nowadays, you can
doing cover.
Yeah, like so many views. I mean, it's like that's how they
when it's ad supported.
Maybe.
That's got to be copyrighted.
Yeah, the music will get flagged for copyright instantly.
Bro, I mean, but look what he's covering. You know what I mean? Carnifex, shit like that.
Yeah, but all that stuff. No, it gets flagged. So any revenue.
Yeah, I mean, it just.
We have to teach you the internet, Matt.
Yeah,
so
they don't need to. They don't need to find you and sue you for them to be like, hey, this is copyright.
No, yeah, YouTube just directs the money right to them.
Yeah, well,
they still leave the ads on it.
We did our one basement right show, over. And Jamie Horton covered a Coldplay song.
Yeah.
And they flagged our show. They were like, flagged your show's it. Copyright, dude. Coldplay.
Because it's just, it auto listens for anything audio track. That's how they get TV shows and all that shit.
That's just so scary to me.
What?
Like, have you ever like had like a conversation about something like, I'm gonna go to Chipotle, and then like you'll pull up your phone
and Chipotle's
and
the first ad
like,
there.
You right cannot there. Tell me that this phone's not listening to you at all times. We know it is. Hey,
it
Siri.
It happens all the time.
I mean, like, it'll...
Mind it.
Yeah,
that didn't
on.
Work.
Yeah. Hey, goodbye. Siri. So you can't mean to tell me that this shit's not on all the time. You know what I mean? Like, it literally...
What's gonna Siri gonna say to that?
But you know what I mean? Like, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I just...
What does Siri call you?
The long-running joke, I think, Big Pimpin' Stevens, I think. I can't remember. No, but it's just... It's so funny, because you see this meme all the time, where it was like back in the 60s, we were always... you were worried about, you know, the police, you know... coming into your house. Now we literally invite phone taps into our lives.
Or the stuff about like 20 years ago, don't meet people from the internet. Now it's like literally invite them to your house to sell them a fucking a wall unit or whatever the fuck.
Or sneakers.
Jump into a stranger's car.
Or just to hop on your cock.
Yeah. Just to hop on that
invite
cock.
Invite that stranger over to suck on your dick.
Yeah, backpages.com.
Suck me off, stranger.
You know what? Pretty dope. I remember when I went through.
It's all gone.
What's up?
It's all gone.
Oh, Backpages.
Oh, yeah, you can't.
Craigslist personals and shit is gone, and Backpages is gone.
I'm talking about Tinder.
Dude,
Tinder.
Can look.
Yeah,
you can look.
Surprise
Tinder,
right?
I'm surprised Tinder's
on.
Like...
You can't. There's no such thing as hook. I mean, dude, when I was a kid, 21, 22, I'm 33 now, so I'm dating myself. When Plenty of Fish had first came out, I mean, before Netflix and chill was a thing, dude, you could clean up. Like, I mean, it was like a new chick every 3 days. Yeah, you could, because they didn't know. Like, it was like, come over, watch a movie with me. And then, like, half an hour later, it was, you know, you're doing it. Now, I went back into the dating scene again.
Now
like,
they're hip
2 years
to the
ago.
Game.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no way. You got to take them out to coffee and buy all this shit. And it's just like, dude, that is a lot of effort to get.
Sounds like a chore. I'll stick to Snapchat.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
What happened to your eye? Slim's your eye?
I don't
know.
Everyone's been calling me LeBron all week. Like, it happened like last Monday.
What does that mean?
See, LeBron got poked in the eye.
Oh, no, in his last game, he had popped a blood vessel too.
Oh.
So you
popped a blood vessel.
Yes.
Were you yelling at anybody?
No, I think it was puking actually. I think it was puking.
He got puked.
What is it?
I was throwing up. I was on vacation. I was in Hilton Head last week, so I was like, yeah.
That makes sense.
I blacked out for 8 straight days. It was kind of dope.
Yeah,
but it wasn't.
Slim's not drinking tonight, and it's surprising me because normally Slim is like lifted.
Off my feet. Off
you're
my right. chair.
You
right? I've been straight edge since I was 13.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so I haven't...
You weren't straight edge before that, or is that when you decided?
Claiming.
Or did you drink...
I'm the last dude I know who still claims.
Did you drink beer or one time or something?
The last time I was drunk, I think I was 13.
I was about to say, yeah, because you said 13. That's why I was wondering.
Yeah, that's the last time I was drunk. I remember throwing up my retainer into a trash can and having to dig it out the next morning, and I was like, yeah, I'm done with that.
Oh, wow.
That's not fun anymore.
Your retainer?
For me. Yeah, no, I know what you're thinking by looking at my teeth. You can't believe I had braces, but I did.
Yeah, no, yeah. I would have never have imagined.
I'm trying not
braces.
To get too close to the pop filter. I don't want to rip it.
real
bad.
That's funny. Yeah.
So you, I remember.
Before you had the piercings, or at the same time?
The retainer.
No, you know what's funny?
The
once again,
the
visual
braces,
medium.
The braces.
Do you see the front of my gums? like where it's like worn down. That's from a fucking piercing wearing down my gum in the front. Ooh. So like, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was.
Are
totally
you against piercings now? Or are you like?
I'm not against it, but I am against that whole movement of like workplace equality of being able to show your tattoos, and I could not be more against that.
What? Because you don't want to show your tattoos?
No, and I don't want my employees to do it either. Here's my frame of mind.
I'm just asking you because you're sleeved up.
Yeah, and no one at my work knows it because I keep them covered and it's appropriate. Here's the thing: I understand people's wanting to express themselves and their individuality. But when I am paying somebody, you can keep your individuality when you're off the clock. Mm-hmm. Because the people at what I do, they're paying to not have to deal with that. So I'm providing them that service by not having to look at that.
Your customers don't want tattoos.
Exactly.
Now, have you done surveys?
No, I mean,
it's the
senior population, man. Yeah. Senior population.
I don't know. Tattoos, I feel like they've become so normalized after all the TV shows
to us,
10 years ago.
You know what I mean? To us.
Even like my parents, I mean, they would be seniors now, but they weren't.
I'm talking 80s, 90s.
Yeah, no. They're
yeah,
not
I mean,
that
like
old,
these are
no.
you know, these are individuals that are much, much older.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah. So, anyway.
I get that. I have a lot of friends that just fuck around in nursing homes and shit.
Yeah.
Hopefully not once you work at.
Now you started.
Trust me, if you fuck around where I work, you don't work there very long. That's for sure.
I think
I'm kind of a ball buster when it comes to being an actual boss.
Different people just like want different things though. Like, for instance, when I was doing landscaping for this really rich guy, and he didn't want me to be seen at all. Not just part of my body, just like me at all. Oh, not to man. Be seen. So I'd be
you
like,
want that?
Property.
You're adorable.
Yeah, well, like, if he had company over, I was not to be seen, is what it was. But, like, so I'd be, like, hiding behind bushes doing landscaping and shit like that.
It's pretty
but
hard
then, like,
to hide in landscape.
Well, yeah, but he had actually.
I'm just saying.
He actually, no.
He's
had,
out there
it was
with
actually
full
pretty
lights
easy.
At
he had
day.
A lot of.
He's like, I'm in
his
the bushes.
Property was
actually
crazy.
Cutting them.
No, the well, logo no, for his company is just a pair of hedge clippers coming over the hedge. Like, you know,
his
like,
property was actually really crazy. There was, like, paths through bushes and stuff, so it was pretty
easy. He had secret paths to fucking
much,
slide
yeah,
off.
Yeah, okay. It's pretty easy. But
secret
then, like,
garden.
I was doing I was landscaping for someone else, garden. Like, after that, and I was, like, trying to stay out of view when they had company, and they were like, why are you being so weird? Why are you being shady? Like, why? Like, they thought I was, like, being,
like, he didn't actually hire you? You were just, like, there cutting edges?
Yeah, I was like, well, I was just, because you had somebody on your porch, you guys were hanging out, so I was just trying to stay out of the view. So people just don't like. People like different things, I think.
So I gotta piss so hard.
Just go to the top of the stairs. Go ahead.
Just go to the bathroom.
We'll
miss you. We'll miss you the whole time. You want to give him a mic so
go
we can
ahead.
Hear what it sounds like? So we can hear what it's
I have
flow
about
is.
100-foot cable.
I want to hear your flow.
Right. Just walk to the top of the stairs
hey,
and walk
do you think
straight.
You can fit through the door with those traps? There you go.
If you just take your phone, Siri will record it.
Yeah.
That is something where, like, I'll be in the store. I'll be like, oh, look at this. Shampoo here or something like that. Then yeah, I got a shampoo ad. You were looking at
what are we talking like, about right now? We just switched gears so quick.
The Facebook.
This girl that used to work for me. She just did part time, but her full time job. She actually takes information from your email and things that you look up, and then puts them on ads for other websites that you go to.
That's horrible.
So you'll be scrolling down a music website or something like that, and you'll just see like ads for like, oh, I was looking up guitar amps. Boom, guitar amps going on the side. Or like, I was looking up, I don't know, like the best restaurant in Ohio. Boom, there's fucking whatever. And
yeah,
that's her job to do that, to put that in your internet access. It's crazy. It's crazy to think about. Like people
it's,
actually
but
do
it's
that.
You know what, though? As creepy
and
as I find it, it is the reality. Thank you, Sean. Exactly.
We asked for it.
That's just what it is.
And yeah, the fear of Big Brother in 1984 is long gone.
But what is
we're
weird,
happy
though, what
about
is weird
it.
About it is that they classify who you are by what you look up, and which is only weird because, for instance, I was looking up gifts for my nephew the other day, who's just turned one. So I was looking up baby gifts. And now the internet thinks that I have a baby.
Yeah, so they want
and I'm like, I don't have a baby.
Trying
and
to
like,
sell
you
a baby.
I assure you, I promise
Facebook,
I don't have a baby.
Facebook, I might have a baby.
Facebook, I have a baby.
Because of things I like and because of things that, like, I don't know, that my friends post that I like. Because I don't really post anything on Facebook besides this podcast.
Dude, that's like Amazon. When you buy something from Amazon, like
they
a dehumidifier, and all
console.
Of a sudden you get, fucking
but
dehumidifier.
Facebook, like,
it's like, why would I need more
Facebook
dehumidifiers?
Facebook assumes your political preferences and shit.
I'm not a fan of dehumidifiers.
Like,
I bought one.
Facebook has aligned me as very liberal, the only thing I post on Facebook is the podcast.
And so it's very liberal.
So it's got to be podcast. Based. Well, so I'm guessing that that's more based off of things that I like on Facebook, yeah, mine, which is mostly
do you not
shit
consider
that
yourself
my friends
a liberal?
Share. Do you I don't affiliate with a party at all.
I
think
that.
The two-party fucking system is bullshit. That's what's ruining our
So
country.
Welcome back, Colin.
Do you know, okay, Bob,
so
the mission
more about,
is, do you know,
Colin Zims and Zers, you know, so, nobody has a race,
Bob, do you know when the last third party
nobody is
candidate
an actual gender?
Who won the
all of you guys are just flat Ken dolls.
Who won?
Yeah, do you know who the last president saying. Won who won in a third party?
None. Wait.
There's one.
No, I don't.
Oh, now watch. Someone's going to jump on the phones because I'm pretty sure there is one. I think it's Teddy Roosevelt when he ran for the Bull Moose Party.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think.
Fucking Bull Moose.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was the last third party.
Vote for that party if it was
or he re-ran on the Bull Moose and lost. I can't remember now. Teddy Roosevelt was the best president.
I know there was a bunch of Whigs before that, too.
Yeah.
The Whig Party.
Yep.
They wore wigs.
Did
that,
they?
That was their party.
Oh.
That they looked like British lawyers.
Sick.
I think they all dressed like that back then, though, didn't they? Didn't they all just wear powdered wigs on their heads?
Powdered wigs and wooden teeth.
What the fuck is with that?
What?
What?
Powdered wigs and wooden teeth.
I'm bringing it back.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
No. There was,
I'm down with that.
No, it had, I know they used to wear a lot of perfume back in the day because of...
Showers.
Well, there was showers. But there was no showers. Right.
Washer stinky
dude,
ass.
There's... Oh, God, what is it?
Powder
there's some,
man.
There's some hall in, like, Rome or some shit where it was never designed with a single bathroom. And it's, like, over, like, 6 acres. And there's
is
no fucking bathroom there.
Is that they sucked all the kids off?
Oh, man, you've had so many
God
beers.
Damn, yeah.
Well, yeah, too, by the this way. Is where he so, just starts, this is where Colin just starts swinging in the air, hoping something lands. He's like, all right, I'm going to swing over here. I'm going to swing over there.
So they're actually
powdering their ass. Yeah. And they spilled
actually,
it on their wig. And someone was
hold
like,
on, was that right
good,
or wrong?
Actually.
You were wrong.
Fuck.
The only, there actually was no president to win.
But he did run on
so
the Bull
I was
Moose.
Right.
That didn't come up. The last candidate, the last third party candidate to win more states was George Wallace of 1968.
Slim Googling thing sometimes can be a little...
Dude, I'm telling
you. Popped up. Is
bro,
that...
I was arguing with somebody the other day about...
You're gonna your crack screen is going to cut my fingers.
About Roseanne. Because I saw a meme that was like, blah, blah, blah. And then it was like sticking up for Roseanne, but then it said conservatives for Roseanne. And I was like, Roseanne's not even... I think it was you, actually.
Yeah, you were yelling at
me. I
was
like, Roseanne's not even conservative. And you're like, yeah, she is. So isn't I looked it up online, and she did. No. She's not. She ran for the Green Party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she came in second place.
No, she loves Trump, dude.
Yeah.
No. Like, she loves...
So that's just what we call conservatives now. Roseanne?
Half see, the conservatives don't even
I
don't like know. Trump.
No, but see, Colin, I have
I feel
liberal
like
views.
It's because she said something racist, conservatives have to
no,
cover
she
her.
Called... She called...
Nah, yeah,
she said someone looked like a monkey who was a black person.
She'd
well,
been,
she has a lot of history of doing that.
Yeah, she's a piece of shit.
I don't even know if it's fair
history,
to say...
like, dating back to, like, 2013 doing that.
So, Colin...
So have you seen that show Michelle Wolf's The Break on Netflix, the new show?
Yeah.
She was like, I don't know why everyone's so surprised about them. Or she's like, it's so brave of them to cancel her show. But it's more brave of them to even hire her in the first place. And then she put up a picture on the screen of her dressed as Hitler, putting the
yeah, that was only like
cookies.
5 years ago.
Yeah, it was not that long ago. And she's like, yeah, everyone forgot about this. And I was just like, holy shit, we did.
Yeah.
We did forget
like,
about
why
that.
Why are people surprised about this?
Right now?
Play Roseanne doing the national anthem. This is Trump's favorite version.
It might be.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I mean, did she kneel while singing it?
No, but for real, she's a pig. So,
Colin, you one of my favorite stories to always tell in this podcast. You were involved with. We were in South Dakota, the great, beautiful state of South Dakota, and I would drive through the night, you would drive through the day usually. So during the day it was 96 degrees outside and we were parked next to a dumpster and I was asleep in the van.
Covered in flies.
And you guys all discovered me covered in flies.
Do you remember what? That tail
hold on, wait a minute. I was covered in flies. I was sleeping in the van, all the windows and doors were open and so the flies just covered me. From the trash from the dumpster.
He did?
So,
you slept through that?
Why do I not
he's never
this?
Eaten better.
And, but they, TR and all them used to always be like, man, we thought you were dead. Like, all of you guys came out to check on me and shake my foot to make sure I was alive. I was like, yeah, man, I'm alive.
I can't stop picturing Sean as a frog now.
You don't remember this, Colin.
I really don't.
You remember the KFC the next
remember
day,
remember the
though,
KFC or... the next morning. Remember TR's
and then
story
going back to that venue, like, hey, can we hang out in your air conditioning?
Hey, can we hang... Like, oh, my God, we were such bums at... That
can we hang
trip
out in your air conditioning for
it? You notice he called it a trip. Like, we learned a long time ago to not disillusion ourselves with tours. These are not tours. Yeah. These are trips. Yeah. If you're not playing to more than four people, you ain't touring. You're going to see the sights of South Dakota.
Well, the next night we played for more than four people, but
we
the
did
night before we played for
but I
two
felt like we got robbed. Did
we did get
did we
robbed.
Get...
We got paid in sun chips
we
the
got,
next night.
Oh, we got paid in sun chips. We didn't
at
even
least
get
got paid. I don't
okay
know. Get sun
no,
hold
up.
Get...
Hold on. We didn't even get hot dogs.
No.
They were grilling hot dogs. They're like, you guys' music is too satanic.
Oh,
we're not even giving you hot dogs.
Was,
how, like, you, we have these leftover
that
sun chips that nobody wants. Here you
yeah
go. They're the
did
regular ones.
We
not
fire
even not even garden salsa. Not even the cheddar ones. They're the regular ones that nobody buys.
So it's funny. So that night we actually played for people, but the night before in South Dakota we played for whoever the one guy
people
from the opening band that stuck around. And there was a cover band that the sound guy found last
yeah
minute.
Yeah.
But they turned on all the lasers and all the
oh
bubbles.
Oh, my God, they did. And they, yeah, we had bubbles.
What kind of songs did
yeah
they cover?
How metal?
Sean, what was the funnest show you ever played?
Probably with the bubbles in South Dakota. No.
Yeah. I'm about to say, Jesus. Burgers and Breakdowns were packed, and that's the one you choose.
Burgers and Breakdowns 4. I think was always the funnest, but I also have so much film from that one, so that it's always like that one's the one that's like most reminiscent. You
do you know the one the funnest that I ever had? It wasn't Under a Dead Sky. It was
the very first
Bring your
calculator show. What
yep
about the very first?
The very
one
first one. We
now I wanted to talk
Sonata
about
Sonata Arctica.
One.
No, go ahead. It's your show.
I wanted to talk about this. It's good you bring it up. Good
yeah
segue.
Good.
But. Because I think about mine and yours like egos then because we got into like an argument that day.
I threw
because
a ball at you
after like the show
the bubble.
I thought it went fine for the most part, mm-hmm, and then we went outside and we were talking, and you looked at me and you were like, "You need to kind of stay in your lane and not like."
I said
hit
bubble
people. Or
no,
move
I said
people.
I said, hey, try to stay out
yeah
of my bubble. And then you looked at me dead
was
in the face
and
I
was like, the whole
stage is my
I said,
bubble.
The whole stage is my bubble.
I threw a fucking ball. I'm so pissed. Yeah. Good for you for sticking up for yourself. I was an asshole.
But at the same time, I didn't even mean anything by it. My mind was like, I came from a punk rock band. I've always been into punk rock. Punk rock was everything.
Yeah.
We pushed each other. You
bro,
pushed everybody and ran
that
around.
Show. We all wore different colors by day.
I was the
he
only one.
He didn't. That's true.
I was the only one that was like, I ain't walking on stage.
Have you ever okay
Ninja Turtle bandana? What the?
So we played with Sonata Arctica, and if anyone knows who that is, it's like, like it's very like operatic.
Yeah,
so
yeah
we're basically as LA Dying, basically.
And this was our very first show.
So we're playing, and we
it's
all decide
awesome
it's going to be a great idea for everyone to put on a different color bandana, as if we're in the Ninja Turtles. So I think I had red, he had like yellow or some shit. Yeah. So we're playing, and you've never seen so many jean jackets. Like literally jean jackets for as far like if you were selling white dental floss that night, you made $1 million. From all the patches that were being sewn
yeah
on. Like literally.
It literally
you
looked like a Jay Leno convention.
Yeah. So the lights go out, the lights go on, we would be like dude and play, and you just hear. And the crowd and the video to watch the video is hilarious because it literally looks
clapping
like it looks like cutouts. Nobody's moving. Nobody's like they're all just standing there like get the fuck off the stage. Main stage Peabody's when it mattered.
Damn.
You know what I mean? Like
I
literally 2006.
Oh no.
I mean we're talking 2006, 2007.
I like the way you're like when it mattered. It was 2006 because that band only ran from like January to June.
No, we didn't. 2006. No, we were in that band for a couple years, right?
Not at all.
That band turned into Under Dead Sky.
What's up?
That band turned into... Yeah, but, I mean, it's same core members.
Yeah, so... Because then you guys joined 7-Year Dungeon Beard.
Yep.
Which still has stickers everywhere.
Dude, the guitar player from Between the Buried and Me, the guitar player, just posted a photo day before yesterday. He's wearing a 7-Year Dungeon Beard t-shirt.
What the fuck?
What?
Yeah, that's how they were so good at promotional. They were so good. I sent it to you.
Yeah.
They were so good at promos. Like, it's fucking nuts. And I sent it to the guitar player, Jesse, and I go, did you see this? And he goes, oh, that's cool. I'm like, you realize this is a guitar from Between the Buried and Me? He goes, oh, that's fucking crazy. I'm like, yeah, dude. Like, apparently you guys are just...
They never made any music. I mean, did they? They made...
When you bought a guitar, an Akron, it came with a 7-Year Dungeon Beard sticker. Like, literally, that's what it was. You can't flush a toilet in any club in Akron without having to fight past the 7-Year Dungeon Beard sticker to flush it.
You have to.
The Outpost probably has 10 just in the urinal.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah. I feel like I've seen it at the Outpost.
You should.
You
have. It's a landmark.
It's everywhere.
You've never seen them play, ever. You've never seen them play. I'm not even convinced you're a real band. And you were in it. I know. And we played fucking 2 shows. And like, it's
great marketing.
Yeah. Well, fantastic. Well, you know, whatever their marketing is, just out of this world.
Forget it.
It doesn't. Like, it's a product that doesn't
exist.
I'm
just going to create a great band name and just make stickers.
I want to know who they
are. They're so talented. Them as musicianship, it's 2 basic members. It's Brian and Jesse. The most talented guitar players, like the one's a vocalist but could play guitar just as well as the other one, and he used to come up behind them on shows and fret the guitar while the other one was picking it, and they'd play these songs perfect. The most talented musicians, but they're artists.
Yeah,
they're artists. Which and you happens. Know how artists are, they're never happy with the product that they're putting out. And I'll tell this to Jesse's face, this isn't me talking crap, like, and I'm sure he would agree, he's a perfectionist, they want it to be perfect, and until they find dudes that are on that same mental wavelength that they like, me and Colin, we love writing, we do, I mean it's fun, but we want to play shows. Like, I mean, that's why we're doing it. And and they're the opposite. I don't think they ever care about playing a show again. They just want to put out the best product, you know, music or whatever that they can.
It's the difference between, like, creating art and performing art, almost.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did Matt sign my CD?
I was telling the story, so, I told them the story.
Do you want me to re-sign it? I heard it wore off.
Yeah, he
went on the front a little
actually,
bit.
Actually, I'm not the bass player anymore. V would be the last bass player, so that would be kind of sacrilegious.
V can sign Pain Dudes. The self-titled, you know.
Spread Your Legs for Scrambled Eggs.
I have spread... No. No, I have Spread Your Legs for Scrambled Eggs somewhere in the shelf over there for some reason. I mean, because I really wanted to keep it there, yeah. Rick Ruin was a... He'd been on the show a few times.
Has he? God.
Yeah, because he was still playing in bands for a while. But then, he fell off the face of the earth.
I haven't seen him in a while.
After that Tim Misney money he got.
Dude, he got money from that?
Tim Misney, gonna make him pay.
Shit.
Yeah.
You don't remember this? Tim Misney,
I remember that.
Tim Misney's the lawyer.
He is.
Yeah.
For sure.
I was stating for the listeners.
Tim Misney's definitely separated himself from that commercial.
What does
it's all like, no, I'm a family lawyer.
No, I don't think he did.
Look at that.
No, I don't think he did.
Who?
You're wrong.
You're wrong.
You're wrong, Colin. Wrong.
Colin turned red when he said that to him. Look at his face right now.
He's so red.
He's
embarrassed. You know, out of all
this situation,
out of all the friends I've ever had, Colin's the one who's stuck by me the longest. What's up?
He asked if we could explain
what situation. I'll explain to you right now, Bob.
I started.
Tim Misney's a lawyer in Cleveland, and
to make him pay.
God damn it, Colin. Go ahead.
Hey, look. No, he had like the
family
whole
lawyer
book. Hey, yeah. Like,
yeah, it was.
Is it a commercial?
Yeah,
a commercial.
We talked about it a lot when Rick was on the show. Because Rick made a rap song for him as Ravishing Rick Ruin.
Okay.
I love that he got bigger than we ever did.
As Rick Ruin?
Without the band. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When we were already out of it.
That's right. Like that dude in the metal band Slim Nose that's that rapper.
Yeah, A-Lo RX.
Angelo,
What band was he in?
Sterilizing the Deceased.
He's in a band
He's
now.
Still in the band. Yeah. He's a vocalist.
See, I'm so... I don't even know.
There's metal bands out there now.
Really?
There's local metal bands.
I thought that shit died.
And they actually have shows.
What?
Yeah, really? The cat metal scene did not die.
Well, obviously, they don't have fiancés that want them in bed by 9, so...
But then this dude put out a video... Did not die in 2012. And it's got how many views?
Oh, my God. He posted a... He's been the vocalist for them for a while. And then he decided to be like a SoundCloud rapper or whatever.
But as you do, as you
yeah,
do.
Yeah. But his YouTube, but his like a trash one. You know, he just like rap, blah, 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 like a mumble.
Yeah,
rap, whatever.
He does.
But his YouTube video got almost 100,000 views already.
Yeah,
and he just posted a month ago.
Fuck my clout. Like, yeah. Check it out.
It's kind of funny. He goes into a liquor store and all the like.
He's at Walt. He's at Walt.
Fuck my clout is the name of the song. That's how I look it up. It's just going by fuck my clout.
Yeah, shout out Alo.
Bobby played it for me, and Bobby was like, "I don't know why, but I can't stop listening to it."
Yeah,
and I was like,
did it for like,
"Dude,
2 days."
And
I was
fucked up. He's gonna end up in some beef rap now. Is he like, "Fuck that motherfucker"? Yeah.
But I told
hey,
Bobby,
whatever, if I get shot, I guess no, I get famous.
He's a SoundCloud right? rapper. They don't even have guns.
I told Bobby, I was like, I don't like this at all. Like, I was like, this is awful. I don't like this at all. But then, like, 6 hours later, I looked it up.
Dude, and then I played it the next day. I'll let him wear my bulletproof vest on stage if he wants to look hard. If he wants to bring back that 50 Cent look.
Yeah. Get Rickard.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't want to bring back that 50 Cent look?
We all do.
You think 50's going to fight Rampage?
50, yeah, that's the 50's thing.
50's going to get destroyed.
50 would get the shit kicked out of him. Rampage is an actual fighter.
Yeah, I know. It's gonna be great.
Do you still watch MMA, Matt?
No, I don't, man. I realized a long time ago I'm not as good a fighter as I think I am. So just watching other people who are good at it. I you know.
Yeah, you trained
do you
for a minute.
Yeah, do you want to hear about the last time I got into like a fight? You want to hear about it?
No. Yeah, sure. I just said no. Yes, I do.
It'll take 2 seconds. So I was sparring with this kid. Uh-huh. And basically, if you're above 26 and you're doing MMA, in my opinion, you're basically just there to get the shit kicked out of you by the 19-year-olds who are trying to actually come up and do it.
Be good,
yeah, you're fodder. So I was in the ring and we were doing light sparring and the dude was going way too hard. I was like, all right, whatever. So I watched him drop his hands. I lifted my face up and he blasted me so hard on my nose just went and just exploded.
Mm.
I was like, what the fuck? We got into an argument. I'm like, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I get in the car and I'm sitting there.
This is just training?
Yeah. So it's like a sparring match.
Okay, yeah, well, yeah.
So what they would do like matches. Right, it was a match. Right, and it was just, we had headgear.
In the gym, yeah.
Yeah, we had headgear. Yeah. So I get in my car and I'm looking and there's blood just pouring out of my nose. I'm sitting there, I'm like, why am I doing this? I'm 27. I'm not tough. My shoulders are fucked. Like, listen, I've just fucked that's my wrist. I've just fucked my body so much. So that's why I was just like, you know what? Instead of being an asshole, I'm going to be nice. So like, I'm a nice guy. Like, I don't have to worry about it. I'm covered in tattoos. It's like peacocking. Like, people are like, oh, maybe he's tough because he's covered in tattoos.
You went from being the ass to the jolly jolly.
It's funner being nice, guy. Man. It's so it much is. Funner being nice. It is. People concern themselves way too much with being tough.
Mm.
Yeah. I just don't care. I don't care.
Yeah. Did you ever get into a match or did you just spar?
No, yeah, we would do. Okay. It's unsanctioned. I never got like a pro card. I mean, it was unsanctioned. Like, you bring your fighter from this gym, we'll bring this fighter from
yeah.
this.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of this, they're doing some weird ass shit at the Covelli Center where it's like you just come off the street and fight. They're doing.
Whoa.
If you think you can fight 16-ounce gloves and headgear, come to the Covelli. Yep. I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, now they're doing bare knuckle boxing.
Like, this is.
Yeah,
this
they
is
just
legal?
Had their first event last weekend. Yeah, bare knuckle boxing.
They actually say it might be safer.
Did you watch that whole bare knuckle thing on Netflix?
Uh-uh.
Oh, dude, it's so good.
Ah, dude.
So good.
No, but they had an actual,
it's
like
a whole
thing.
Documentary, like, on this dude that's, like a kind of a piece, like, debt collector or whatever, like, will go up and fight people, and then, like, he's trying to make his
life. So Rocky?
Basically.
Isn't that the plot of Rocky?
It basically, this is real life, but at the end of the day, it's real life Rocky. He's like,
did he have a bull mastiff
promote?
That he walked around with?
No, not at all.
Did he hang out at pet stores? I'm just saying how close we are to Rocky.
No, he didn't. He didn't.
And now I do want to ask one.
Don't bruise the meat, Rock. Don't bruise the meat.
I do want to ask one thing, Matt. If you get mad at me, I'll delete it. I'll cut it. I'll cut it from the record. But I've heard.
Oh, where is this going?
I've heard from other perspectives.
Is this ambush journalism right now?
Numerous times. No, I used to be really good at that. I'm not good at it anymore.
What was that? Go ahead.
So I would grab the spotlight and be like, oh, where were you on this
I'm breathing deep. Go ahead.
So now I've heard the story of Paul relieving himself on you a number of times.
All right,
but I've never heard it from
stop there. So I'm
never
tell
heard
the story.
It from your point of view before.
Oh, no.
So we had Ian on the episode, and I've heard Paul and Ian's, like, telling of it.
Okay, so I hope I tell it differently, because if not, I'm rehashing some old, you know, some old.
No,
shit.
I would. That was 100 episodes ago, like episode 98. Yeah. So 146 episodes, 148 Jesus episodes Christ. Ago. So
for anyone who's listening to this who doesn't know, Ian from Rings of Saturn used to be an Underdead Sky for like when I say a hot minute, I could not say a hot minute more
probably
than
about six months.
Six almost to the
team. By about 9-10 months later, I was back in the band.
Exactly. So because he joined Rings of Saturn. He was gone.
Yeah.
So we went on like a tour. It was like a 4-day.
That's
I think.
Why you were back in the band.
Damn. Fucking Bob.
Got him.
I said the kitchen comment. You were right behind it with that. Jesus.
Damn.
No. Well, so what happened was they're all getting drunk, and once again, I'm straight edge. You know, I'm a fag. Got it. So I'm not drinking.
I don't think anybody said that.
So this is when I was in my alpha male stage. So I was like, hey, I'm sleeping in the bed, and only I'm sleeping in the bed. Yeah. Like a total cocksucker.
Right.
So I'm sleeping in the bed.
I've been there where you kicked me off of a couch.
Remember what I said? Alpha dog sleep on the couch. I rolled him off the couch. Yeah. Such a dick. Yeah. Guys, it was bad. I was a fucking cock. Let me take a second. I'm sorry for doing that.
That was pretty much the end of that band.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's fine.
Were you like bigger than everyone else?
We recorded that shit in Nashville.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
And it was like, all right, yeah, we're out of here. Bye. I was like, he made me sleep on the floor. I forgot all about that until right now.
I apologize. I'm sorry. Yeah. That was a dick move.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I shouldn't have done that.
Wow, these years, he got that apology.
So now,
I was 18. You know what I mean? Like a grade A cocksucker.
Now I'm thinking of another you and Paul story with the burrito and shit. But no.
Oh, you got to tell
piss,
that one.
Let's talk about the piss story.
So I'm laying in bed. And they all get shit-faced drunk, and everyone's shit-faced, and Paul's sleeping on the windowsill like a kitty. Like, literally. Because we all know that Paul's compact. He's travel size. Paul's travel size for convenience. So he's sleeping up on the windowsill like a kitty.
I think I was petting
him. Just like every...
Not that way. Yeah.
And just like every other little kitty.
He was purring.
Yeah.
Just rubbing your beard on the back of his neck.
Whoa.
So,
all right.
I awake to a pecker.
I mean, I may have had my dick in his ass, but who knows? Maybe.
Colin is like,
yeah.
All right, go ahead.
He's swinging.
So I awake to the pitter patter of urine hitting my bed. I wake up, and just like the little kitty that he is, he jumped out of the windowsill to piss in the middle of the night. So I wake up, and he's standing at the edge of my bed, pissing on me. And I go, Paul, what the fuck? And he goes, shh, go back to sleep. And he takes his dick, flicks it, and wrings it out right in front of me.
I heard about the shake.
Shakes it, flicks it, and I go, and I slap him as hard as I can because I'm fucking pissed.
Yeah.
So he goes in the bathroom, and he told
Did
me
he
in the bathroom.
Wake up?
This is when he woke up. He said he went to the bathroom and he looked in the mirror and goes, oh my God, what the fuck did I just do? So he comes back in and he runs back to his little cubby. And I go, and I guess like an angry dad, I go, we're going to talk about this in the morning. And he told me, and he goes, and I was so afraid
Because what are you going to do? Strand him in fucking
that's what
Pennsylvania?
I'm saying. So the last thing.
This was Ian's first night with
you
guys.
Yeah, and you know what Ian said? Yeah. Mattman and the Piddler. Like, that's what he said. Like, he was like, Mattman, I'll get you, Mattman. Like I'm pissing on my bed. Oh, it was so fucking annoying.
How many times has Paul done this?
I've caught him pissing at my house twice.
He's pissed on Bob's Christmas tree before.
Yeah, he's pissed on my Christmas tree. He's done a
no
like
issue.
A terrible Christmas.
I feel like he's done a few pissing things. But he also flooded my basement in his sleep
with piss.
At night.
Paul, I miss you. Call me.
Because he went to pee and he turned our sink on in the basement that I lived in. And
yeah, he was like pissing in the sink, so run water while you're pissing in
and
it.
He never
and then
turned
he
it
never
off.
Turned it off.
And
so
then in the morning,
flooded the basement.
Damn. Like I swept my legs over in my room, put my legs on the ground, and I let my friend stay in the room next to it. And I put my legs on the ground. I was just like, splash. I was like, what the fuck? And I just heard him in the other room like, oh, shit.
He flooded your basement?
Yeah, my entire basement.
Bad kitty.
My parents' house.
No, that was his parents' house. That was back in the day.
So about this burrito.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, all right, now I'm shutting up. Go ahead and tell this.
I don't
this
even remember what you guys were arguing about that day. I wish I could remember.
Me and Paul were really good
friends
for a long time.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of shit.
I remember it clearly now.
Yeah.
We're in the van. You're in the front seat. Yeah, we're in sheets. And we get in the van, and Paul's got this burrito open. And Matt, I don't know if you asked for something.
Well, the way the van was, there was three seats. There was the driver, and then there was like a center console that you could sit with your back to it while the other people sat up front, and I was in the passenger. So he had...
Oh, we had him on like a little pillow.
Yeah. Once again, travel size.
Yeah. He's convenient. Okay, so... I can't remember if you asked him for some or something like that. Like a
couch head pillow.
But I put him in a baby yarn. That's how we got around. Dude, hold on. And he went nap right away.
He was like... So Paul's like, no, you can't have none or something like that. And Matt's like, well, I'm going to lick my finger and touch your burrito then. And you don't lick your finger, but you mimic it.
Yeah, and
fuck
it, stuck it right in his burrito.
It touches burrito. And then Paul goes, I should shove this in your fucking face. And I just was in the back and I went,
So you see that right there? I didn't know that for two fucking years after the fact that he was the one who was like, do it, shove it in his fucking face, dude, do it.
Paul always explained it like I was like the emperor on Star Wars. Like, do it.
Let the hate go through you.
Do it. So fucking Paul
takes it. And he put Tabasco all over this motherfucker.
Oh my God.
Paul takes it and just smashes it in the
into my face.
Of, fucking Matt's face.
Dude, and I'm about 3 feet taller than Paul. So, I mean, for him, this is literally David and Goliath.
You didn't do anything to him,
no,
right?
No, I tried. You're and pissed. Fucking Mother Duck Andrew dove over him as we're driving. As he's
I was
driving,
in the, I was
so
in the back of the van.
Because I was trying to punch him.
I'm in the back of the van going, let's just go home,
let's
guys.
Let's go home. It's
let's
done.
Go home. It's over. Band's done. Let's just go home.
And you know what? And you know what? We played that show that night. I punched him
in the
stomach.
Ribs.
No, yeah, in the rib stomach. And we were fine ever since then. And wow, you know what? Okay. I never fingered his burrito again. So the point the point was
what
made.
A great day.
I'm trying to remember. Yeah. Who was driving?
You.
It wasn't driving.
No, it was Andrew. Andrew
oh, it had to have been Andrew. That,
oh,
it was the only because 98% of the time I drove.
Yeah, it was you or Andrew.
Andrew saved him while he was driving.
Oh yeah, he mother ducked him, dude. Just jumped right over him. Like,
that was good. Good. Wow. Good on Andrew though. At least.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to hear from him too. Yet another dude who doesn't talk to me. Are you guys seeing a pattern here?
But yeah, so.
Slight one.
Yeah, I had to play guitar. There was all my guitar players left. Like, fuck that guy.
So yeah, burrito stories. Oh man, we could go on for
what
hours.
Was the other one you were talking about, the naked dude?
Oh, okay, naked so let's dude. Talk about so Jesus. So this is when me and Sean weren't even in the same band. We played with them and he used to be in a band called Forever Undone.
No, it was the second
was the
time
same.
We went out there.
It was the same.
Yeah, we were in under
you were in the band then?
Yeah, yeah. It was a year after the first time we went out there.
Yeah, and they were it was fucking it was like a Halloween show, but it was super redneck, super weird, a lot of fun. They were all super nice guys, super nice kids. And they were like walking around and they were it was really funny because they'd walk by and like this one dude was wearing like a he was wearing like a Thomas like the Tank Engine or something.
No,
over
it was like a Tom like almost like
a fire
truck.
Yeah,
it's like a and fire truck. Just that was
and
it.
Every time someone would drive by, they go like, "Show us your dick, fag! Come here, let me suck your cock, you queer!" Like it was like very like it was very homophobic but very homoerotic at the same time. You know what I mean? Like
we're
I
just watching it exist.
You know, like I had like a semi, like it wasn't like completely hard, but just, like,
I
in
went
the
to
middle.
A bachelor party a month ago that was just like that.
Yeah. So
all right.
Many dicks as you can handle.
No, it was just like people were the way people talked to each other.
Do you guys want to go around and talk about the gayest experience we've ever had?
No, okay. We'll continue with this one. But there was a guy that was naked doing experimental music on the ground.
Was he naked?
I believe so. I think he was the naked guy the whole night.
Yeah, I know he had a. Was he the sound guy? The guy who not the sound guy, the sound experiment
the
guy,
experiment
the noise
guy with
the
spoons.
Yeah, he
inside
had
inside of a club.
No, yeah, it was inside like a
VFW
hall.
Yeah.
And he had like a drawer full of spoons on his chest, and he was like gyrating on the ground and shit and.
Yeah, yeah. The thing I remember most about the show was like people were kind of into us till about like the third song, and I was like, "This goes out to all the ladies tonight." Everybody's like, "Yeah," and I was like, "This song's called Cunt," and then they were like, "Hey, fuck you!" Yeah. Like even all the dudes were like, "That's my fucking sister." You're talking.
Oh, is that what? Oh, is that where we lost them?
That's a fella. Yeah.
I just thought it's because we sucked. I can never figure it out. See, that's what you can never figure out. Like.
I'll always not go for that, so you're probably right. That's probably the real reason. But
I mean, I remember that's the thing about what we did. Like you could play to 50 people, or you could literally play to no one.
Yeah,
and that got so soul crushing after a while. That literally the last show that we the last one before I quit. I knew we were about to play
checkers
to
and trophies.
Yep, I knew we were about to play yeah. to nobody, and I just graduated college.
Never thought about that show until just now when you said
I was,
that.
I was there shit. When you quit.
Were you?
Yeah. We, I was,
Bob was hanging out. Just
yeah,
like
I was hanging out. We
loaded it's everything. On Behind the Music. I mean, you guys can watch it.
We do.
No, the funny part was is he quit that day and then came later to the show.
I know. Yeah. That was such a
to basically
move.
Be like, hey, I quit.
But also,
oh damn, also, I didn't even remember that.
Yeah, I showed up. Show. I showed up to the show, also and that's when Andrew Clark was done with me. He's like, "Fuck you, dude! Like, yeah. don't show up to the show. Like, that was the last time we ever talked." Also, I missed cuddling
before oh, the show.
You
we
quit
loaded,
the band and then showed up to the fucking.
Did.
I yep. must have been stoned as shit. Yeah. Just thought you were there the whole time.
No, he was fucking. I remember him and Paul all. Were sitting in the van, and I like pulled up
Holy
next to him
shit.
In the window. I was like, "Hey, what's going on?" He's like. Oh, hey.
Like, are you going to play?
Yeah. It was come? More like that. Like, yeah. did you bring your equipment? Are you yeah. playing? And I was like, no. And I actually watched you guys play. And I'm going to be completely
honest.
I think
honest. I was sitting in the van with them, too.
I'm going to be completely transparent. I came back to have you guys ask me to come back.
Uh-huh.
And that didn't happen. And, you know, my ego and my pride was like, fuck it. And then they were like, hey, V's playing bass now, like, literally 3 days later. And I was like, well, shit, that's how that happened. Like, that was it. I'm a fucking bass player. You can
but
literally not have a bass player and be
v,
absolutely
V was already kind of in training already because you had already said, hey, I'm not going to be able to do
that
runs.
Is true. Yeah.
Like
yeah, that is
to,
true. Like, he was starting to play bass because I couldn't tour. I was starting my professional career.
So let's talk about right now. We've been talking for an hour and 15 minutes.
It feels
so
like it's only been like 3 hours.
Yeah, we need to let's go ahead and get you guys wrapped
waiting.
Up. Both of you lied to get here. You snuck it.
He didn't.
Snuck out,
didn't he's not stupid
snuck
enough.
Out of windows.
Yeah, he ain't doing that. Nope.
it's better for the narrative.
I lied.
To that.
I love you, honey.
But...
you
so
find a girl that'll eat your butt, you do whatever you can to hold on to her.
I get that.
Yeah.
I
get
that. I would,
no. He's like, that's the time we've related this entire show.
Yeah, right? Man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Fist pump.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you
cross,
can smell right here.
Cross generation.
You still smell like Paul's Burrito?
Yeah. Damn. So,
song name, Paul's Burrito.
What have you guys been, what's coming up for you guys? I mean, obviously, I
what's
probably know.
What's coming up for
know.
Us?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's coming
yeah.
up for us? We're super pumped.
Spoilers.
Sean joined the band.
Yeah, you're
you know
start
what,
a band?
You know what? I haven't had a new band member, quote unquote, since I was 20. And it's nice. Like, I'm glad that you're coming back into the fold. I'm
yeah.
not going to. I'm gonna
yeah,
suck
you
your
and
ass
I been,
so hard
me,
right now.
You and I, me, you and I, we've been playing music together since.
That's when you don't let people go.
We've been playing music together since 2006
we know each
or
other.
5 or
whatever.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
Colin, I remember fucking that. And it's not even that we've been playing music together since 2006 or 5, but 2002 or 3, you were Chunko Kennedy. You were in the band with the 7-year-old.
Yeah, the 7-year-old.
The 7-year-old who's a fucking badass bass player.
Is
now.
He still playing?
Oh my like,
dude,
god!
I was like watching the
dude.
News the other day, and he was on like Fox 9, like
dude,
just shredding it up on bass.
Still, what's his
like,
name? Vinny?
No, Cody. Vinny.
Cody. Dude.
Oh, I was like, what the hell?
That dude.
What did
wow.
I do
that dude's
with
a
my
fucking
life?
Bass
so, I just
monster.
Can't believe you guys. Like, I had completely forgotten that band existed. What was it called again?
Oh my god!
What was
you don't remember what the band was called?
Do you remember?
It was Vinny and the Mansfields, wasn't it?
Might have been.
The guitar player.
No,
Vinny
come
Mansfield.
On. What was it really called? You had Rab himself on vocals?
I don't. Dude, I seriously don't remember.
Yeah, what was the... I
just remember it was literally... It was.
I don't remember what this band was called
it was
either.
Vinny, his dad, and his brother.
And then you playing drums.
Yeah.
So, that's it. And you had been... It's so weird when somebody comes in there and fucks up the whole flow of it.
Majestic.
But that's where I'm just like, man, we've known each other for 16.
I've known you since you were 16.
16, 17 years yeah. now. You know what I mean? Holy shit.
That's yeah. crazy.
That's a long time.
And I think where we're at in... quote unquote, and I say this in the loosest of terms, like musical careers, because it ain't a fucking career.
Yeah.
That we know that we're not going to make it. We're not going to do anything. You know, we'll play some local shows. We'll record. Yeah. Sad faces all around. But that's okay. Like,
that's
know,
why I started
yeah.
doing this. And I always say this, like how you said, how Rick Rubin made more notoriety off Make 'Em Pay than
yeah.
ever doing metal.
Well, and other things.
I feel this has opened me up.
Like, whoa, what is going on?
Like, my original, like, base that started with this show were the old metal fans, and some of them are still there and whatever, but I've been able to make new, like, friends and fans and family, and there's so many more people I know, and I feel like my scope and reach has grown so much doing this. I feel like talking, I've done more than I ever did screaming.
And that'll probably be the case. I mean, forever.
People come, like, Eric Eagle. Do you remember the band Crush Groove from back in the day, from the Voodoo days?
That's like, remember, Friday or Friends, or what the fuck was that band called? Yes, I remember the band you're referring to. Funny.
You're thinking of Funny.
See, you know what? That's why I love you.
But, so anyway, anyway, Eric Eagle, he like messaged me the other day, like, holy shit, I'm listening to whatever Under Dead Sky record, and he's like, man, I just like forgot. He started, you know, talking me up basically. Like, you're so good. You're one of the best I ever heard. Top five. Blah,
you're
blah,
like,
blah,
say
blah,
it
blah.
Slower. Say it slower.
So I said,
lick the phone. Breathe heavy.
I tweeted him. No, I'm always very humble with that stuff. I'm always like, thank you. Glad you like it.
Well, do you want to tell me about the text message that I sent you?
About yourself? You were just blowing yourself.
I was like, oh, dude, I was sucking my dick so hard. Like, I was literally backwards and going the other way around. Where I was like, hey, man, I'm listening to this shit. Something's really catchy. I'm like, I don't want to suck my own dick, but I'm like, exactly what I'm doing.
That's my favorite metaphor.
You know.
What's the, do you guys have a name?
The Dug Up.
The dug up.
Yeah. Okay. We talked. I was like, well, Sean's the leader. What do you think?
That's fine. That's what's called. I got the logo being commissioned right now.
Nice.
Hold on. Yeah, I don't have your mic up. There you go. Go ahead. Talk.
Right. You force it on him, bud.
Yeah,
like,
that's fine.
I watched it. Sean was like, hey, you want to help me out? Like, just Slim's on vacation. Like,
yeah, Slim was
no
going
to
call
be
my be my recording
like,
partner.
Oh, I felt like. Fun.
Here's the deal.
Rolled up, you were like, hey man, yeah.
Who's the leader in Under Dead Sky?
You.
Absolutely. Yeah. And who is the leader in Brainerd Calculator?
You.
It's always me.
You pass the torch.
So this means.
Well, but here's the deal.
Rolling up.
I told Sean today, I've really tried to not be an asshole lately. Like, that's been my major goal, because I'm known, and there's so many people who will tell you I'm a fucking cocksucker. Like, they cannot stand me. Huh?
Are there new things that you're not?
Yeah, I don't have your mic up
there.
No, I'm trying not to be such a shit talker. I realize as I'm getting older, I'm not as tough as I think I am.
You have more priorities these days?
Yeah, family. Okay. I mean, family and my job. So, but that being said, in a leadership role, I turn into that guy. Like, I'm that quote unquote alpha dog, you know, bullshit. So I'm like, let Sean run it.
You never dealt with me as a leader.
Well,
man.
Yeah. Sean is alpha
this
dog.
Means you can push him off a couch now.
Yeah. Give me your pillow.
So
I will always sleep on
so,
the couch.
So what do you guys got? What's the ultimate goal here?
So
let's talk about that.
We're moving into a new house. I'm gonna do like a home recording studio, because I've been blessed with some funds from my job and stuff like that. So we're moving into a new house. We're gonna do that. Then we're gonna record. I would like to play, you know, a handful of shows a year. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe do some record. You know, recording.
Yeah,
play shows, man.
Like the you want to just. Get back out there.
Yeah. I want to get as big as I can get with allowing me to play a show every couple
nostalgia
months.
Nostalgia for local metal is really big right now. I don't know if we ever fit into that, especially because we're not reuniting or playing the old songs. But, like, Hate Theory's doing big shows. Etched in Pain's back around.
Yeah, but I don't think... And Etched in Pain, I don't think it's the original members, is it?
Most of them.
Like, because I don't think that... God, their guitar player, Eric Liu, I don't think he's in that now.
He lives in Wheeling, so...
Well, he's on tour right now playing drums in a death metal band.
He came back to town.
Eric Liu's playing drums.
You sure it wasn't Dale that's playing drums?
Eric. He's on a small stretch. He's just filling in for like 5 days or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't.
Do you ever just get to the point where you're hearing about people doing that shit and kind of roll your eyes? No. Where you're just like, because I'm
only when they're on tour with Head.
No, not him. But when I talk about people touring. No, but I hear about people touring and you look and it's like, like an Ohio tour. And we used to do that. I'm not talking shit. We did the exact same thing. And it's like the idea of going back and like doing that, playing to nobody gives me such anxiety because like you pour so much into this shit. And I imagine it's like a, you know, like a comedian or I mean anybody standing up in front of nobody, spilling your heart out and being like, Yeah, we don't give a shit.
For a comedian.
You know what I mean? Like, we don't care.
For a comedian, it's even worse when there's a room full of people and they're not paying any attention to you.
Yeah.
You wait for at least the metal's like, loud. Four people and your show hits, and then you get, like, a room full of people and it sucks.
Yeah.
But, like, I see where you're going, but, like, you've been doing shows for how long?
Since I was 16.
So you understand.
I'm 33 like now, so.
Yeah. Well. You're like, I'm done with it, yeah. or I'm not done with it. I'm like into it. It feels good, but what's
I had an opportunity to join a national band, and if you guys think real hard, you could probably guess who that was because we've brought them. I got a chance to join. I'm not going to say
Korn.
Korn. Exactly. Yeah. I was going to be in Limp Bizkit. No, but I basically got I got an offer from the guy who runs the band and said, "Hey, if you're interested, this is something you could do." Mm-hmm.
Was it Rings? They need a bass player for shows.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, cool. So basically, yeah, and because I'm friends with Ian, and Ian doesn't like a whole lot of people, their guitar player's like, "Hey, I can show you the shit. Do you want to tour?" And then I found out basically he's like, "Oh, but you're not going to get paid." So why would I do that?
They don't
why would
paid?
I go from...
Or you wouldn't get paid.
I wouldn't get paid. I'm basically like the thrill of... I mean, don't get me wrong. That'd be fucking awesome. Like, yeah. Hey, let me play on a Saturday in the middle, in Tampa or something. Like, that'd be fucking awesome. But I wouldn't make money. You know what I mean? Like, there'd be no point.
Why?
Because there's a guy...
Well, he's been doing this since...
Yeah.
We won't go into that.
We'll talk about it.
Pay our dues, but...
It was earlier in their whole deal, too. They've signed a number of... contract since then,
and I think they weren't even on Nuclear Blast at that point. We're talking 3 years ago.
So anyway, the dug up. Yeah. We're gonna get a social media going. We're gonna get a logo that looks like Schoolhouse Rock meets Avril Monsters.
Sick. Can't
and,
wait.
And we're gonna start playing shows and shit.
Feel free to add me.
Yeah. I was about to say, you want to shout out your Twitter, Instagram, or any of that stuff?
Instagram. I've had the same Instagram forever, and. And I'll read you. It says, do you like bro pics about nothing? Looking at random bullshit that I find funny? Add me because I have all that and much, much less.
Hey, you post
that's
a lot
your
of...
at name?
Yeah. No, that's my little bio. It's O_snap with 2 P's _I. So
and you post a lot of like memes that are like...
offensive.
I was gonna say gay sex, but then
yeah,
you put.
I make those.
But the quotes.
I figure if I'm watching the gay porn anyways, I might as well put some text on it. You know what I mean?
You
might as well put some text to it.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
I haven't seen you post one of those in a while.
Yeah, well,
he moved on.
It's funny. You could honestly watch how many followers I would lose as soon as I'd post one. It'd be like bloop, bloop, bloop. Not that I really super give a shit. But it was just so funny. Like how many people are like homophobic. Like, dude, it's just two dudes fucking. Relax. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Like,
Colin, you're not really much on the internet anymore.
I'm not on there.
You don't even use Instagram anymore.
Nope.
You had Instagram for a second, but you got rid of it. Yeah,
I did.
Yeah, so, when I showed up to record with you guys, Colin didn't even. He was a whisper in the dark, even though I heard his kick pedal so many times.
Colin's not much of a talker. I love him.
Yeah,
handsome as shit. Looks great in a sweater. Swim in his eyes.
No,
I'm recording and I looked over. I'm like, oh, you were that dude.
Yeah, that was Colin. I appreciate you guys coming. We could sit here and talk for hours and hours.
I literally
and hours,
could. Like,
we,
this is a blast.
Yeah, we need to wrap it up. I always shake everybody's hand, but I feel like it's just
it's
uniform
a good
now. With you guys. Yeah, it's just uniform.
It's nice to meet you guys.
It's just uniform. Yeah. Thank you guys for coming. Angel showed up. Say hello
to
Angel.
Guys.
Hi.
Hi. Fucking Second Life.
Yeah,
bye,
my bad
guys.
For not replying to your text. I just saw I had 10 missed texts. I was like, damn. But you only sent like 6 of those.
Can we come on the next one?
Yeah, you guys are back next week. You guys will be. You just
is this
come
the
over
new lineup?
Yeah.
Sweet.
It's our new host.
Sweet.
We'll put the guests.
I have a spot and I might get fired after.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll sell the guitar shit. It'll work for me. Like, I'll buy my own little headphones and shit.
Hey, we make 16 bucks a month on Patreon.
Then he'll really be your boss.
You already jumped the gun, Bane. So. Paying for your own headphones.
God damn, man. All right, let's get out of here. I appreciate you guys coming.
Thanks.
You very much. Let's have a good day, Bob, right?
Yes, please.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.